What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
See him on the screen there, Mickey Joseph of the Grambling State Tigers out of the SWAC conference. Coach, good to talk to you. How you doing, brother?
We're good. We're just a busy June with high school camps. You know, we have kids, you know, our players are in OTAs, and then, you know, you have OVs. So, you know, it's real busy for June. Like we talked before, you know, the grind never stops.
No doubt, Coach. And Coach, let me ask you this, man. How cool is it to be at a place like Grambling with such legendary history? You've been a Louisiana guy. You get to have that G on your shirt and leading this program. How cool is it? Because Grambling's a school I've always known about since I was a kid. It's always been a national brand. Now you're leading that program. How cool is it for you, man?
Well, you know what? Like I said, when I accepted the job, that I'm honored to be the head coach here at Grambling. And this is a job that is a dream come true, because it's a job that everybody wants. Everybody might not say it, but everybody wants it. Who wants to be on the FCS level? Everybody wants to have a national brand, and we have a national brand. So, you know, it's really cool. You know, my family really enjoys it. You know, my friends, you know, I get to see my mom and my younger brother. I get to see my family all the time. So it's cool, and it's healthy for me right now.
And Coach, you are in a great position, and you got downstreet rust and Louisiana Tech. So how about for your players to be able to work out with the Louisiana Tech guys as well, kind of bounces off their staff as well, and just have that camaraderie of students that between Ruston and Grambling right down the street from each other?
Yes. You know, you have Tech right up the street, then you also have ULM up in Monroe about 30 minutes. And it's good because our players are friends. They get together. They, you know, some of them do work out together. But at the end of the day, you know, we always say, you know, we want to welcome, you know, people that can help us get better. And I think when those kids hang together, that they get each other better and they respect each other. And that's all you can ask them, that they respect each other and they learn from one another. And that's a good thing.
No doubt, Coach. Man, I guess, man, as as this whole world of the portal and the settlements happen, and how has it been trying to recruit young men, having how speed date them in the portal? I feel like it's speed dating me and just trying to really better young man and know if he's really about the right things about the team, or is it really about himself, or is it I got me guy and about himself?
Well, we try to make sure that when we dig in a portal, that we turn over every stone just to find out who the kid is. And then after that, you know, we look and see if he fits into our scheme, that he's going to help us with our scheme. He's going to help us win football games. But character is a big thing for us, that we do want to have kids, you know, with good character. You know, you're going to have some kids that's in a portal that have made some mistakes. And, you know, you just got to sit down as a staff and you know, try to, if you got to get your administration involved, then you probably shouldn't take the kid. But if you can sit there with your staff and say, yes, we can handle this kid, and let's give this kid another chance, because they're in the portal for a reason, you know, and you got to figure out why they're in the portal. Are they looking for a soft run? When I say a soft run, they're looking for you to say, oh, you're going to be the starter coming in. Are they running for, you know, just away from a situation where they had at another school, you know? So you really got to dig deep to find out why they're in the portal. And you also got to keep your eyes on high school kids. There's a lot of high school kids out there right now that's, you know, suffering. What I told a group of high school students the other day, the advantage y'all have is that y'all been at school, one school, for consecutive 4 years. So when you go into your senior year, most of these portal kids, sometime before they get to their 4 years in school, they're on their third school. So you got to figure that out. So that's what I told them. That's the advantage. And I told the high school kids, eventually it's going to flip you back your way. We redshirted over 50% of our freshmen last year. So we didn't think it made sense to go get a whole bunch of freshmen again, because then, you know, half your roster is going to be 17 and 18 year old. And you know, right now in college football, you can't play with a whole bunch of 17 and 18 year olds when everybody's playing with 22 and 23 year olds. And we kind of quiet on the front. I know some people think that we're not recruiting. No, we're not recruiting, you know, but we are. You know, we are. We just not real public about what we're doing, because we think it's nobody business what we do in this building, because, you know, you're not on our staff. So we're not here to, you know, just to let you know everything that's going on here, because that's not the way I do things, and not the way I want to do things, because I think some things got to be kept low, because we lost, you know, 8 to 9 kids in the portal, really good players, to a group of 5 and power 5 schools. So right now you got to kind of stay low on who you're bringing in, because if they find out, you know, soon we got some schools, when we offer a kid, some other schools offer kids also. So we try to keep it not a secret, but we try to just, you know, mind our business, if I would say, mind our business. So, and we have some good players coming in. We have a good group that's returning. Finally, the roster's turned over to, it's in our favor right now. I think it's 4 or 5 kids left off the previous staff roster. So it's our kids now. So now it's time to put the kids that we picked, and we say, okay, this is the kid we want. Now let's put him to work. And we know this kid better than we knew the kid before, so we know what the kid can do and what he can't do. So it's been a blessing in disguise, you know, with this portal, you know, but we got to pick the right ones, especially with high school kids. You got to get a high school kid that's ready to come in the door and play right away. If not, you will have to redshirt. And most high school kids should want to be redshirted when they come into a room and it's full with portal kids, because what you're doing, you know, it's going to be hard to beat those kids out.
And you got to build your body up to get that strength on your body, learning nutrition, and learning how to work the right way, because this isn't very important for coach to win it. You know this. You know, my dad is a coach, so, and my dad would love what you said, because my dad always talked about real G's moving silent. That's what my dad always would
say. Oh, yeah. I had one that raised me, and that's what he said. Gangsters move in silence. He said, everybody don't know what a gangster do. You know, so we try to roll and try to keep to ourselves, though. And we're not a big social media with our program on social media. And, you know, because as ever in the day, we're going to entertain you, but we rather entertain you on Saturdays than entertain you during the week with, you know, with social media things, you know. And like I say, you know, you're fans, you know. If you graduated from here, you didn't graduate from here. To me, you're a fan. So you get outside information. You don't get inside information. You're a fan. And so your fan can talk reckless without any consequences.
Yes.
You know, but I always tell these fans, go to your job and talk reckless like that and see what happens.
Coach, this is what you say. That's why I started to go to the barbershop at 7 in the morning on a Monday, because Dude's gonna talk to me like I said, dude, I've been a reporter for 13 years. You're trying to tell me about my job and stuff when I did those 13 freaking years. I'm gonna go to bother 7 in the morning, coach. Why I gotta deal with you loud sucker, something who know nothing about nothing. I was gonna get out.
I know, I laugh at them, and I'm like, man, they're fans. They can talk reckless like that. That's a fan. A fan can talk reckless with no consequences, you know? So that's why they are fans, you know? Because, you know, like I said, you know the ones that's with you and the ones that's not with you, but you can't really sit back and worry about what fans say, you know? And when they talk reckless, you know, people say, well, they said this about you. I said, okay. I mean, they're talking about me. It must be something good. I must be doing something good.
Somebody doing something right, coach.
Like Shaq said, if they're not hating, he said, if they're hating, that means you're doing something right.
You got that right, coach. You 100%, man. And, coach, for you, let me ask you this, man. For these young men this summer on campus and these OTAs and OBs, is it more about getting them individuals better in their position groups, or just kind of just put some team concepts in and kind of get a jump start on fall camp here in July?
Well, we do skill development. You know, we do skill development twice a week. And then we do football school twice a week, you know. So we try to work on the individual game. Then we also try to work on the team game. You only can keep them out there like 30 minutes on the field. So you do skill development. Then you can do some teamwork. So to get them better, you know. But right now I feel good about this team. I think, you know, changing the philosophy on what we're going to do on offense, because I know everybody knows we're going to run the football. It's no secret. Everybody's like, oh, it's no secret that we're going to run the balls, you know, especially with me calling the plays. You know, we're going to run the football, and we're going to play football to the point where we're going to work with each other. Because I tell people all the time, and I tell my coaches this, don't try to win the drill. Don't try to win the drill. Try to get better in the drill, because it's never going to count when they say Grambling State versus Grambling State. That don't count. So I don't care that the defense is winning the drill. I don't care that offense is winning the drill. I want to know, did we get better? Sometimes when something goes wrong, you can find something good in that. And that's what we're trying to do here. We think we have a talented group. We don't know how much we need to do with them. We still filling it out, how much we're going to put on them. But we're happy where they're at right now. We're happy where they're at. You know, Andy's doing a great job in the weight room. He's finally taking over the weight room. Now it's his baby. He don't have to piggyback off anybody. So he's doing a really good job. You know, Miss T's doing a really good job in the training room with them. They you know, everything's kind of coming together the way I want it. And I always say this, you know, when you're the head coach, you know, if you can get a group of coaches and people to follow your vision, I think that, you know, I think good things will happen. And I tell people, you know, I think some people think when you're coaching this profession for 27 years, when you're coaching this profession 27, you don't stay no coach for 27 years if you don't know what you're doing, or you know how to follow directions.
100%.
That's what you have to do, because I tell people all the time, it's like, You say, oh, this coach don't know. Why do you think he don't know? He's been coaching over 30 years. He knows. He just don't know what you know, and you don't know what he know. You know, but really, coaches don't really care what people say, because we know the game. You know, we know the game. We know how to build the program. Like I said, you know, I was on the NAIA level. I won on that level, and I won on the Power Five level. Won a national championship on the Power Five level. I've been at HBCU. I've been on the other side. You know, so my thing is, nobody can take that away from me. I'm well-rounded in this profession, you know, and like my brother Vance would say, he's an NFL guy. He would never come back to college. My cousin Terry just left college and went to the NFL. So he'll never come back to college because of the BS that you got to deal with, you know, because they were like, I ain't dealing with that, you know. So We happy where we at right now with our team. I'm happy where I'm at with our staff. I think the staff is an older staff, it's a more mature staff, and it's a staff that's buying into what I want. And you got to enjoy that as a head coach.
I love your brother's cover one plug he plays. I love it.
yeah, he gonna play that now. Hey, he got us playing that.
I love when somebody's at pressure. Is it the cover one blow? People hold his own back out of it. What are we going to do?
That's it. He bringing pressure.
Yes.
He bringing pressure. You know, and that's the best thing about it, you know, just having your brothers on the outside looking in, and, you know, you can bounce things off of them, and you can send my D coordinator. I have one of the best D coordinators in the country, Jason Rollins. You know, you can send Jason to talk to him and, you know, get different ideas. And people always say, well, he don't know much. He's not a defensive guy. Oh, no, I got people that I trust that's a defensive guy. I got some people in the family now. That understand. Yeah, you know what I mean? I tell people all the time, no, it's all everybody, there's no honor among thieves in football or any sports. Everybody steals something from somebody. So, but it's good to have those guys on the outside, you know, to help me on defense. But I totally trust my defensive staff, totally trust my offensive staff. You know, we brought Eric Losey in as the offensive line coach. Move Reggie to tight end, so we think we got two of the best run blockers, you know, in the conference that's going to work together. So, like I say, we're excited.
And coach, you can love this, man. You know, my dad is in his 80s, and we watched the game. My dad still has his legal pads out charting the games.
Yeah,
and he's in his mid 80s. So we sit there watching the game. He's like, "What are the coverage in? What are they doing? What did the man zone?"
That's it.
That's my dad's still coaching the TV. We watch together. We still coaching. He's still coaching TV, coach.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it. It's like, you know, it's the game of football is never going to go away from tackling and blocking. That's the two things it's going to come down to. And if you can tackle and block, and you can execute, and you know, and it's like what they can execute. It's not what you think they can do. It's what they can execute. You know, we always say we don't want to put on a show. We want to put on a clinic. Because you put on a clinic, that's because I'm doing something that you can execute, you know, and that's what we keep preaching to our kids, and I preach it to my coaches. If they're doing this well, then guess what? Let's do that. I tell them, I say, you know, I remember I played a Grambling team at Nickel State when I was at Nickel State, and I was the quarterback coach there. And, man, they played 4-3 cover two, and we ran option, and they whooped us. You know, the same thing with Miami teams back in the days. They played 4-3 cover two every snap. Every snap, you knew where they were going to be, but they were great coming off the football, using their hands, playing with their eyes in the secondary. They were good at what they did, and that's what we're doing here. We're going to cut everything down. You know, coming in, like I said, I made some mistakes because I came from a Power Five, and you have more numbers in a Power Five with scholarships. We don't have that here. So they had to sit me down and say, okay, 40% of your roster is walk-on, so you can't push them the way you would push them at an LSU or Nebraska or Louisiana Tech. You can't push them like that because you don't have the numbers. So we cut back on some things. We went more to the NFL model for his play scripts at practice, you know, 8 here, 12 here, and get them out, you know. And that, so when you do that, you don't do so much. You don't do – now they can't put too much in. So we still rolling, and like I said, we had to change the way we did some things. I had to change the way I did some things, and I think I did it for the best for the Grambling State University.
No doubt, Coach. And talk about the swag, man. I played in OVC, but Tennessee State, so I'm a Tennessee State graduate. But talk about the swag, man, about, you know, the pageantry of it, man, the road games, the energy when you go in some of these places, man. How cool has it been to get on this swag run and the competition, how y'all every week on the west and east side?
Well, I think this to start off, it's more talent in the swag than people think.
Yes.
I go back and I tell people, I say, I thought there was some kids in the swag that should have been drafted, that wasn't drafted. When you look at the clips, you're like, oh no, this kid's better than them. But that's not our call. That's those NFL guys' calls. But I want everybody to understand that the SWAC is a very talented conference. Okay. And I know people say, oh, you know, lack of competition. Well, the kids can't pick who they play against.
Correct.
You gotta judge them off who they playing. And just because they're not Ohio State or USC or Alabama doesn't mean that team on the other side of the ball can't play. You know, it's all it comes down to the trenches when it comes to the SWAC and it comes to the Big Ten. It comes to the trenches. It's you know, how many guys you have on D-line. You might have 18 D-linemen. You might have 18 offensive linemen. You know, when you SWAC, you might have 12 and 12 because you got 63 scholarships. But it's a talented conference, and And one thing about these kids in this conference, they ball and they get after each other. But when it's over, it's over. You see the love after the game. You see the love from the coaches, you know. And it, and wherever you go, people treat you with respect. We never came on a road where people was calling us out of our name. And I've been to LSU, and I know what some of those fans type, some of those fans say. Mm-hmm. But we never have that in the SWAC. They always treat the kids with respect. You know, and it's always a live atmosphere with the bands, the people cutting up in the stands, you know, having a good time. And that's what you want them to do. You want them to come to the game and have a good time as a fan. And that's what the SWAC provides. And like I said, but it's more talented than some people think. And people are going to see it because these kids eventually going to get in the league. They're going to get in the UFL, they're going to get in the CFL, and eventually they're going to make their way to the NFL. But if you just say let's have a 7-on-7 competition with every FCS school and every FBS, it'll be closer than you think, because skill wise, on a skill set, yes, but it gets uneven when you get into that box. But the SWAC is a dynamite conference. It's a great conference. You know, we love being in it. We love the competition in it. We love the respect that we have in it. And we respect each other. All these coaches I know, we all get along and we all root for each other when we playing outside the SWAC, you know. But at the end of the day, it's a great conference and we're happy to be in it.
Well, Coach, I hope to see you in Atlanta, the Celebration Bowl. Hoping you have a great year.
Yes, and I'll
see you in Atlanta Celebration Bowl, and we can chat up in there, and we can celebrate. Hopefully, you get the dub after the game. You get the whole trophy up, man. Take over from TC and them boys, man.
Yes, hey, when I saw TC, and I was just in Atlanta for the HBCU Hall of Fame, and I seen TC, and I, matter of fact, I got a picture over there for TC. You know, just to give him a little gift for winning the national championship. I had a guy here, Tripp, that paints pictures, and he painted a picture of TC, you know, with the Jackson State. It's in my office, and I told him, I said, I'm gonna give you this picture now, you know. But TC does a great job, just like anybody else. All these coaches do a great job, and what you can't do here, you can't complain about what you don't have. You got to be thankful for what you do have. Because at the end of the day, that ball's going to kick off. And I think all these coaches do a good job of working with what they have. And like I said, we respect each other. I've never been in a conference where all the head coaches, we respect each other. You know, we respect each other. And we know that, you know, Eddie Robb, you know, at Alabama State, he's the voice for the head coaches. And he does a really, really good job of explaining things to me. He's good for me because he can calm me down and say, no, you need to do it this way. You know, and he's a good my frat brother, you know, so we all, you know, the bros, the Qs, we're always gonna look out for each other, you know. But like I said, you know, I just, you know, just really enjoying my time here at Grambling. And like I said, my family's having a great time, and it's just a great experience right now.
No, E-Rob's a good dude. I'll ride down to Montgomery sometime and see him, because they still have to he's dropping Atlanta, so I go down and see him down 85. He's a good dude, man. I remember covering him with the Titans. I remember covering him with the Titans. That's how old I am.
I always tease him with him and Eddie George when we was in Vegas for the Black Coaches Coalition. We was in Vegas, and I was like, man, you had to tackle Eddie George. Eddie George still looked like he can play. He's never been a 6'3", 6'4". He's a man child. But, you know, E-Rob was a player, you know, in New Orleans, at Brother Martin. Everybody knew who E-Rob was. He'll knock you in the dirt now. So, but like I said, we got some good dudes in the SWAC, man. And we're looking forward to getting this season off. We have media day. I don't know if you're going to be down for media day. We'll be down at media day in Birmingham. So it's going to be a good time seeing those guys.
No doubt. I'm going to try to get down there, Coach. But if I ain't got these Braves out of town, I'll definitely be down there to see you, brother.
I love it. But I'll let you know when I come to Atlanta, because I think I'm coming to Atlanta at the end of this month, you know, for a symposium. So I'll let you know, because my daughter and my son, they like the Braves, so they want to go to a game. I'll get with you.
No doubt. Thanks so much, Coach. Those be time. But it was fun to chat with you, brother.
Appreciate it. Hey, go Tigers, baby. We coming.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.